The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 458, bonus episode. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Now, this episode is the unplanned episode of of April. I was trying to figure out a cool way to put it together, so I decided to ask my patrons. So if you didn't know, the show is supported by people just like you over on Patreon. They pledge a certain amount each month. I'll tell you more about it later. But occasionally you get some extra benefits, like being able to pick artists for this show. We kicked off the show with a request from Peter Gallagher that was Albanach with Bare Arsed Bandits from Bare Knuckle Pipes and Drums. Next up is Socks in the Frying Pan. That was requested by Dan Ceballos. The track is called Shane's Newest. It's from their self-titled album.
Hi-dee-daddle-dee-daddle-dee-dye, had I dee dare, oh, had a Unconsenting lips, and as plank fell home to timber, and the king beheld his lady, carols rang within the church, and seagulls screamed. All the harpers labor on their agonies of passion, unfulfilled and ever straining like lodestones to the north, but few will ever mention how the cold breath of the Northlands let them lie at last as one without deceit. When Tristan could no longer bear the shame of guilty conscience, he took ship to far Britannia, half-hearted and bereft. He cast aside his music, cut the strings which brought him joy, and took solace in the fury of the field. Praise grew up around him like the corn around a boulder, as the Cornish men did battle with demons in and out. In singing sword and thunder, Tristan vainly sought distraction, yet she whispered in the silence of the slain. In the way of warriors, rewarding noble heroes, fairest Blanchemain of the Bretons was given for his wife. But Blanchemain knew no pleasure from her cold and grieving husband, for the marble face of memory was his bride. In that time the country was beset with Eden serpents, and the basest of all creatures can bring the highest low. Two poisons coursed within him, and none could be his savior but the healing arts of Ireland and Isolde. So wings of hope departed, struggling north against the tempest, with tender words entreating for mercy and for grace. If his love no longer moved her, hoist the black into the rigging, but if white brought them together, he would wait. Daylight creeping downward, Tristan's demons massed against him, and the words of his delusions brought hidden love to light. While the woman he had married, but to whom he'd given nothing, sat her long and chalice vigil by his side. Morning framed the answer, walking lightly o'er the water. Like Christ's own victory banner, it flew toward the shore. It was white as angels' raiments, but when feebly he begged her, fairest Blanche-man softly told him, 'tis of night. Who can say which venom took the soul from Tristan's body? And the bells began their tolling as Isolde ran up the strand. The wind grew slow and silent as she wept upon her lover, and in gentleness it took her grief away. Side by side they laid them, with the earth their separation. Even yet they were divided by the morals of the world, but their spirits spiraled upward. Ireland's Briar and Cornwall's rose, and together at the last they lay entwined.
Good queen, the eldest one said, I have enough to
After Socks in the Frying Pan came Burning Bridget Cleary from their album Totes for Goats. That was Nadna Lakon Sa Vuta. Then came Heather Deo with Tristan and Isolde from Avalon. And finally, Rosemarie and Heather by the Gothard Sisters from Midnight Sun. They were requested by Dee Morse. See, Heather Deo was requested by both Keith Jacobson and Beth Labass. And Burning Bridget Cleary was requested by Tolkien Fan Forever. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And I would prefer email feedback. All of these are email, but I think the next episode I do a lot of Facebook feedback. But I'm going to try to phase that out and just focus on emails. Ugar Orak emailed, "Hi from Turkey. I just discovered your podcast and I love it. Thanks for that. I would like to ask why I can't find the podcast on Spotify. Will you come to Spotify?" Thank you so much, Ugar. I appreciate it. And as I've noted before, the podcast was up on Spotify for many months, actually. But Spotify, about 2 months ago, decided that they want to remove all music podcasts. And that includes this one. If you want a different sort of Celtic music podcast, I do host the Pub Songs podcast. You can find a link to it in the show notes. But this is a show with me singing songs and chatting with you, which is acceptable by Spotify standards. Brian Lewis emailed, "I have been listening through your podcast episodes every day while I work. Best collection of Irish music out there. But all of a sudden, Spotify no longer has your podcast. Am I doing something wrong? I found you on Apple Podcasts, but there are no episodes after 10/2019, so I'm worried I'm not going to get to listen to the last 6 months. Thanks." As I noted, I did make an update to the website where I removed the Spotify link, and I have found that sometimes if you listen on Apple Podcasts and it's not loading all the most recent episodes, unsubscribe and resubscribe, and everything should be fine. Now, I told Brian also that we have a free iPhone app and Android app, and he replied, "Ooh, an app, fantastic. Sorry about the Spotify thing. Thank you, just finished downloading it. Brilliant. I like having a dedicated app for you, even better. Thanks for the great work and giving me a soundtrack for my life." You bet, Brian, thanks. Craig Bacchus emailed, "Hi, Mark. I've been wondering about listening to and supporting my favorite artists. I have a pretty wide taste in music, and I often buy albums, albeit from Apple, but the whole album. Since I'm a Prime member, I keep getting ads from Amazon Music that their app includes access to millions of songs for $10 a month. I'm sure artists see some benefit from it, but I don't know. For example, I saw that Lucinda Williams has a new album out. I've never actually bought any of her music, but I've heard her many times on Tom Petty Radio on Sirius XM. I went to her website to get a feel for how she sells music, and she's basically included links to every music streaming and download site. I thought that artists might make more from direct sales, but it doesn't seem like they're up for that. Perhaps it's more cost prohibitive to have someone process orders than to just wait for streaming royalties and to go out on tour. I don't know. I'd be interested in what you think. P.S. I love the discovery of Jiggy last week. The combination of Celtic music with world beats is different and pretty cool. I bet it will be coming to a sci-fi show soon. Perhaps a new bar beyond the ring in the expanse." Thank you so much, Craig. Yes, Jiggy is fantastic. And actually, someone else requested a Celtic fusion show, and I think I'm going to see about planning one of those in the weeks to come. As for your main question, so every artist is different. When you're looking at a major label artist like Lucinda Williams, typically those websites are managed by the record label. It's not managed by the artist. So the record label has little interest in what's of best interest for the artist. So I don't know about her in particular, but a lot of the independent bands, it's different. Obviously, money is top on our mind, and so when you are able to buy something directly from us, that's fantastic. Now, a few years back, when I set up my bestcelticmusic.net website, I created a blog post, which was basically how to support Celtic artists, and I realized that it's just as relevant in the time of COVID as it is anytime. So here are four ways that you can support artists. Number one, buy their music. CDs are typically pretty profitable for our artists. You get a high profit margin frequently, particularly in the Celtic genre. When CDs are selling for $15 to $20, you get a nice markup, and it helps a lot. Digital downloads, they are not, you know, nearly as profitable, obviously, when you're paying $8 or $9 per album. But, you know, it's better than nothing. So a lot of people don't want to buy CDs. I don't buy CDs anymore. Instead, what I do is I go to Amazon and I buy music there. Now, admittedly, iTunes pays more to artists than Amazon, but it still works. Now, a lot of artists, number two on the list is stream their music. Personally, I am a big fan of Spotify. I use it regularly. I do use Amazon Music occasionally, but I stream a lot of music. And I know that even if it's, I think it's like a half a cent that artists earn, how much money they make. I did the numbers once. It's basically like 10,000 streams equals a purchase of a CD. It's about the same amount of money you could get. So it doesn't go far, but you know, if you're buying a CD and then streaming music, awesome. That's probably my preferred method. You know, buy something from the artist, which is number three, which is buy their merch. Many artists have shirts, coffee mugs, stickers, banners, lots of stuff, ways, financial ways to promote the artists. And of course, see the artist perform live. This was my number four on that list. But what I didn't include was Patreon. Recently, I have noticed a flood of Celtic musicians who have signed up on Patreon. And I have a link to that in my website because I compiled a list of all those artists. And you can find links to many Celtic artists who are up on Patreon now. Now, of course, there are non-financial ways that you can support the music. Visit the artist's website, subscribe to their mailing list, tell a friend about their music, share their news on social media, take pictures of the band and share, make videos using the band's music and share. All these ways are very helpful. But I guess my personal suggestion, again, buy something from the artist. Support them on Patreon because that's a, you know, it's a monthly income for artists. I'm as a musician, I do fairly well just from the generous support of my fans. And so I highly recommend that. And then of course, stream it. Just keep listening as much as you can. That does help, even if it's minuscule. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is So Long, Cape Breton by Jesse Ferguson from the Sally Gardens.
So long, Cape Breton, gonna miss you, I'm betting. Big sky, big heart, you held out your hand right from the start. What more can I say? I've got in the way. Time to follow the work. Gotta follow the work. So long, Cape Breton. Gonna miss you, I'm betting. Friends here where land ends in Cape Breton. What more can I say? Life got in the way. Time to follow the work. Gotta follow. The sun now is setting. I'll follow it west to the next text Is it all for the best? You're in this last picture. I'm broke, but I'm richer. For Cape Breton, so long, Cape Breton. Na 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 na.
Town. Got no money, there's no work to be found. On an empty belly, he's been sleeping rough. He got a chill, he can't shake it off. And to be home again, he's dreamed so long. But his home and all his people are gone. Though a lonely man, he'll fight the tears. He's still a stranger here. After all of these years, he said, I remember my childhood, green fields and the wildwood, running free like a river. One of Ireland's children took the boat in 51. Search a work like everyone, digging roads and lifting loads for England's chosen ones. Well, the years went by and the Irish boys came back with what they'd found. Paddy kept on searching through the streets of London town. For Paddy'd been told there's streets paved with gold in London. For Paddy'd been told there's streets paved with gold in London. Paddy's down in London town. Got no money, there's no work going round. On an empty belly he's been sleeping rough. Got a chill, he can't shake it off. Got a chill, he can't shake it off. Got a chill, he couldn't shake it off.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls of tune, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, and kissed me darling mother, then drank a pint to bit me guilt and love to smother, love to reap the corn, leave where I was born, I cut a stamp like thunder, banish ghost and goblin, brand new pair of brogs, rattled all the bugs, and I frightened all the dogs, and the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, fight. The head and hand her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack the lovely down the night, I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, next morning light, and every took a drop of the pure, it keeps me heart from sinking, that's the Irishman's cure, whenever he's for drinking, to see the lasses smile, laughing all the while, at me curious child, would set your heart a bubble, they asked if I was hired, what wages I required, till I was almost tired, the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up ahead and turn to down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack a lonely ride.
In Dublin next to night, I thought it such a pity to be so soon to fight the view of that fair city. Then I took a stroll out among the quality but the little store. In the neat locality, something crossed my mind. When I looked behind, no bundle could I find. Upon me stick a wobbling fire and blow the road. They said me corner broke was much in vogue on the rocky road. The Dublin 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up ahead and then right down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, what a lonely ride. So then I got away, me spirits never failing. Landed on the cages as the ship was sailing. Captain Eppy roared, said no more room had he. Then I jumped aboard a cab and found my paddy. Down among the digs, tossed some funny rigs, danced some hearty jigs of water round me, bubbling off the Hollyhead. I wished myself was dead. Better far instead on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up ahead and down, down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, what a lovely Liverpool. When we said the land, it called me self a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Evans Idle. They began abusing her, run me souls as I'm. She laid the end of life. Some cowboy boys came by and they saw I was a hobble. And then with loud array, they joined in the affray. We quickly cleared the way for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pump ahead and turn her down the rocky road. And all the way to Dublin, whack a lovely ride. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pump ahead and turn her down the rocky road. And all the way to Dublin, whack for lonely
Mother's making Mary Mac marry me. My father's making me marry Mary Mac. I'm gonna marry Mary. We're gonna marry to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rout the doubt and diddly out a little loud laugh. Okay, we're gonna do it again. This time, I want you to do your line. Ready? Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary. We're gonna marry to take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rout the doubt and diddly out a little loud laugh. There is a little girl and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna pack. A lot of other fellas, they would soon be on her track. But I'm thinking that they'll have to get a Mary. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, we're gonna marry, could take care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. I wrote the dunk, diddly, out a loodle, out a loud. this little lass. She has a lot of class, got a lot of brass, and her father thinks of gas. That'd be a silly ass for to let the matter pass. Her father thinks of going with her fairly. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, for the Mary fit to care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rode it out, diddly o de loodle idle. Now Mary and her mother go an awful lot together. In fact, you hardly ever see the one without the other. People wonder whether it is Mary or her mother, or the pair of them together that implored. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, for my Mary fit to care of me. We'll all be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rode it out, diddly o de loodle idle. It's gonna be a grand affair, grander than a fair. There's gonna be a coach affair for every pair that's there. The eating will be great, and I'll be sure to get me share. If I don't, then I'll be very much mistaken. Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, for my Mary took care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Rug it out and diddly out a loodle like a the wedding's on a Wednesday and everything's arranged. Soon I'm gonna be your man unless I mind a change. But making the arrangements are just about your age. Marriage is a novel undertaking. Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, for the Mary to take care of me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Brother don't diddly out a little like love. It's gonna be a grand affair, grander than a fair. There's gonna be a coach affair for every bell's there. The eat will be great, I'll be sure to get me share. If I don't, I'll be very much mistaken. Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, mama Mary, did you care of me? Well, I'll be feeling dirty when I marry Mary Mac. Rather don't diggly out a little bit. Okay, let's do it fast. There is a little girl, and her name is Mary Mac. Make no mistake, she's the girl I'm gonna pack, and a lot of other fellas have been seeing me on a track, but I don't think it'll have to get up early. Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. I'm gonna marry Mary, mama Mary, did you care of me? Well, I'll be feeling dirty when I marry Mary Mac. Rather don't diggly out a little bit. Faster, just the chorus. Oh, Mary Mac's mother's making Mary Mac marry me. Gonna marry Mary, but Mary didn't care to me. Well, I'll be feeling merry when I marry Mary Mac. Throw the dog diddly out a little light love.
Between the beggar's mantle and the lights of Peter Heat, the fisher lads were heroes and the heron was their creed. The heron paid the factor, the heron fed the way. But now the heron's gone and the fishing's no the same. The likes of me was put to sea as soon as I could stand, to catch the silver darlings for the folk upon the land. We half a mile a net between the bottom and the keel, and half a score of years between the cradle and the creel. And I mind the rigs of barley, I mind the rigs of rye, I mind the rigging on the mast, how dark against the sky. But the lads that used to work them all, they've gone for better pay, and the rigs that work the oil are all the rigs you'll see the day. So dinna blame the fisher folk for taking to the oil, for if you didn't find the fish, you'd nothing for your toil. For there's still as many families, as many mouths to feed, between the beggar's mantle and the lights of Peter Heat.
After Jesse Ferguson, who was requested by Kathy Henderson, that was Tullamore with One of Ireland's Children from Two to Get Ready. That was a request from Nancy Wilson. Then Queen's Gambit was requested by Jerry Atkins from their album En Passant. Then Seamus Kennedy with Mary Mac. That was requested by Michelle Nee. And then Ed Miller was another request from Nancy Wilson. That was The Silver Darlings and I Hae Laid a Heron and Salt from his album The Edinburgh Rambler. Celtic Podcast News. Live streaming concerts seem the way of the world right now, and one of the biggest challenges is finding out who's doing them. I haven't seen a resource for Celtic concerts, and so I'm trying to make one available. I'm going to try it out, see if it works. I set up a Google Calendar. Celtic artists can add their own events to the calendar to share their live streaming concerts. There's a link, again, in the show notes. And if you are a Celtic artist and want to get added to the list of people who can add to the calendar, contact me, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. We'll try it out, see if it works, and I'm hoping so. I do want to send out a big thanks to the patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. And your contribution also allows us to support Celtic nonprofits like the Middle Tennessee Highland Games and Celtic Festival. That's happening on September 12th through 13th. And the Texas Scottish Festival, which is scheduled for October 16th through 18th. Hopefully those will continue on. I know the Texas Scottish Festival moved their date. They were scheduled for the first week of May, and now they're planning for October. A special thanks to our newest patrons, Andrew Darty, Tom McCain, Jennifer Cranenberg, and Jay Devine. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Next up, we have Sire, requested by Carol Burrill. This is Unto the Gallows from The Winter King.
see my truth is written in your eyes, and all the noise and chaos turns to soft lullabies. A fine lass you are, a fine lass you are. Oh, me world's agree on what a fine lass you are. Now I've been on the lash, and I've been round the bend, but through it all you watched me fall and brought me round again. I've seen a lot of beauty, hearts that were true, but there in all my days inside as beautiful as you. A fine lass you are, a fine lass you are. All me world's agree on what a fine lass you are.
And his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon. Spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word
for signal token, whistle out the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon,
by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud wall cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was beating for the blessed warning light. Murmurs rang along the valleys to the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. Mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And our army boys of freedom at the rising of the moon.
Aaron Adair responded to my request for songs and bands, and he said, as a Dallas area Celtic rock fan, I would love to hear the Kildares. So after Sire came the Kildares with Farewell to Decorum from their album Any Given Element. Then came Barley Juice from their brand new album The Old Speakeasy. That was A Fine Lass. And finally, The High Kings with The Rising of the Moon from Decade, Best of The High Kings. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I feel like I've been talking quietly because it's late here and it's the only time I can make to put this show together. But I really appreciate all your support. I do want to remind you it is time to vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands in the episode as you like. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2020. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. So if you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them artists on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you'll get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic music. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. All right, I hope you had a wonderful time. We're going to finish up the show with War of Love by Wee Banjo 3. This is from their album, Haven, and the band was requested by Dan Sabalos. I will talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
Watching you walk down the aisle was all I would ever need to let you go. But wishing it was me, not him, was a lot of thinking and a little late, I know. Cause you look perfect in your dress, he held your hand and I held my heart. Oh, it's over now, I guess, my dear. But if I could, I'd go back to the start. You were the one, you were like no other. And we fell in love, and I have worshipped at your altar. But times, they change, you needed more. The battle was won when I lost the war. Still remember your letters, pictured phone calls, and staying up past four. Meeting every summer, sing and dance to the music we adore. Endless days in a love-filled haze. We too young, we knew this could never last. Like an epitaph upon my heart, you left your mark as gently as you passed. You were the one, you were like no other. And we fell in love, I have worshipped at your altar. But times, they change, you needed more. Cause the battle was won when I lost the war. Gone by, and we sit out by the flowers, and nights they're all by, and we talk for hours and hours. But times, they change, you needed more. The battle was won when I lost the war.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gundy Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.